about 17. Big and strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long that he was with me.
What is up? And welcome to Radio Libre 2.0 on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is Nick, and you just heard Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I love rock and roll, and I will tell you, I do love rock and roll. And today we have a great show for you. It's 1 a.m. EST. It's very cold outside. Fortunately, not as cold as it was earlier in the day. It was very cold. It was single digits, but the weather app on my phone said it felt like negative, like high 20s, 30s-ish. It was cold. It was cold. Today, I have a very special show that I will be calling Songs That I've Heard Performed Live. So the set of songs that I have for you guys tonight is are all songs that I've heard performed live. I've seen the group. I've been to one of their concerts, one of their shows, or maybe there was a show where it was multiple groups and they were one of the groups. So I've basically seen the actual artist perform the song live. That's the criteria for the songs that I'll be playing with you today. And these vary in genre. There's, you'll see over the course of the hour, there are a lot of different genres of songs that, I'll be playing for you guys. So Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, that is actually one of the first concerts I ever remember attending. And I don't remember how old I was. I want to say about 7-ish. If I'm wrong, my mother will probably correct me. But it was at, because I'm from California, it was at the Toyota Grand Prix, and which was a race. It was in cars. It wasn't like Formula One in like the nice cars. It was in like kind of NASCAR style cars in California. And after the show, after the race, excuse me, there was a show. And it was Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, and she performed I Love Rock and Roll, which is obviously one of her big hits. And that was like the first thing, like the first show I'd ever seen, the first concert I'd ever seen. That's my first memory of live music. My mom always loves to tell me that when I was in the womb, she went to a Rolling Stones concert. So technically, that was my first concert. But this was the first one that I like knowingly got to see and enjoy. And my mom exposed me to all this music when I was younger, so I knew some of the songs. Next up, jumping forward a bit, is a group that I have come to love, and they have one song in particular that's extremely popular, especially among my generation, but they have another one that's also very popular among probably millennials, and then the Gen X, I suppose, which is Love Shack by the B-52s, and then for the generation above that, Rock Lobster by the B-52s. I will not be playing either of those for you tonight because I consider those to be a little too basic. But what I will be playing for you is Private Idaho by the B-52s.
Got to end.
That was ELO and Evil Woman. I was fortunate enough to get to see ELO in LA in Grand Park, where they performed live, and they performed Evil Woman. They performed Mr. Blue Sky, which foreshadowing may appear in a future episode because it is part of a different theming. And they were really fun. They have a good stage presence. They have amazing music also. And I'm just really lucky that I got to see them. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it might have been for free. It was a free concert series in Grand Park, because I do remember waiting in line for a long time. And we got pretty good. We were not crazy close, but we were pretty close. So that is Evil Woman by ELO, Electric Light Orchestra. I feel like different people, different kinds of people call it different things. I've always like called them ELO, but they're the Electric Light Orchestra. But it's ELO. It's ELO. You know, it's ELO. It's ELO. Next up, we have not the last concert that I went to, which viewers of the show should know what that is, but this was the last concert I went to when I was home over the summer, and I got to go with my family, and it was a lot of fun. They're a really popular group, and unfortunately, it was supposed to be two groups that I really liked personally a lot, but the other group, which I will now drop as Sister Sledge, unfortunately could not attend. But there was another group in the place, which I personally don't know that well. But the other group, which was the big headliner, was Kool and the Gang. And here from their album Something Special is Get Down on What? Get Down on It.
Get down, tell me, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? What you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it,
come on and
get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it. By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance? By standing on the wall,
get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people saying,
get down on it, get down on it, get down on it, get down on it.
When you're dancing,
get down. What you gonna do? Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get your back up off the wall. Dance, come on. Get down on it.
Come on then.
Get down on
if you really want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
By standing on the wall.
get your back up off the wall.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really won't take a chance by standing on the wall?
Get your back up off the wall.
Listen, baby, you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. Oh, when you move, 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 you know it. Oh, when you're dancing, yeah, you show it. As you move across the floor, oh yeah.
Get down on it.
You move me, baby, when you move.
That was One by Three Dog Night, who I had the opportunity to see in the same venue where I saw the B-52s and Kool & the Gang. See, I live in Southern California, and in the local fairground area, there is this really, really awesome amphitheater at the super popular fair, county fair that occurs in the summer, the Orange County Fair. And so a lot of very big names perform at this venue. And fortunately, I've been able to see, like I said, the B-52s, Kool & the Gang, Three Dog Night. I'm looking to see if there's anybody else on this list that I've seen there. There was one, actually, no, I take it back. There are two other groups that I have seen at this specific amphitheater, and it's really nice. And so I have a lot of memories of, and there's a lot of music there. I've got to see stand up there too. Three Dog Night is such a funny name for a group to me. I was so curious about where it came from, so I decided to look it up. And apparently, it comes from an Australian, not proverb, but an Australian like saying that says on cold nights, Australians like to grab a dingo and curl up with it for warmth. And if it's cold, they'll get two dingoes. And if it's really cold, then that is a three dog night. So there's a little bit of fun fact for you guys. This song, one, whenever I listen to it, for some reason, I always think of the Lego Batman movie. After Joker and all the baddies of Gotham give themselves up and Batman realizes that his life doesn't really have that much purpose. And so this is playing and everything becomes monochrome and black and white and it's all sad. But yeah, I had the opportunity to see Three Dog Night and that was pretty cool. Next up is a band that I have seen in concert twice. I think it's twice. And I saw a cover, a group, a tribute band. Oh my God, blanked on the name there for a second. I saw a tribute band of this group as well. And this is Depeche Mode, which is one of my favorite bands of all time. And this is from my favorite album, Music for the Masses. And I've got to see them at the... oh my God, I always forget. Is it the Rose Bowl or the Hollywood Bowl? Once again, my mother is probably yelling it out. Like, oh my God, it's this one. I think it's the Hollywood Bowl. I'm going to say the Hollywood Bowl. I think it's the Hollywood Bowl. Because the Rose Bowl, I think, is where they performed in... when they did their original Music for the Masses tour, which is covered in one of my favorite movies, 101, which is a Depeche Mode documentary where they basically got a bunch of Depeche Mode fans and had them follow the group on tour for this album, with the final performance culminating in a giant Rose Bowl 60,000 guest concert in Pasadena. So yes, I believe I saw it at the Hollywood Bowl. And then I saw them again at the Honda Center. I feel like I'm, oh my God, my memory is so aloof. But yeah, I saw Depeche Mode two times. And this song that I'm going to play for you actually has appeared in two notable HBO shows. One being Euphoria, and the other one being the recently, it's being released right now, which you guys may know from the first episode, The Last of Us, with Pedro Pascal and Bella Ramsey. This plays at the end of the first episode to foreshadow some stuff. But I was really happy both times I heard it. I love this song. I actually sang it karaoke at a Depeche Mode fan event. So this is probably one of my favorite Depeche Mode songs. Here is Never Let Me Down Again by Depeche Mode.
Taking a ride with my best friends.
So yeah, that was Never Let Me Down by Depeche Mode. And that's a great song. There's a great group. I want to play so much Depeche Mode. They have so much good music. Andy Fletcher, one of the three long-term members of the group, passed away last year, which was really sad. So now it's just Dave Gahan and Martin Gore. Going back a little to what I was talking about before, The Last of Us is coming out, and I really, really enjoy the show. I'm going to be honest, I have never played the game. I've obviously heard about it because it's one of the most popular PlayStation games. Naughty Dog has knocked it out of the park twice, once with Last of Us and again with Uncharted. Yes, those were made by the same developers, for those who don't know. But the show is amazing. Pedro Pascal is amazing. Bella Ramsey is very, very good. I don't know why she's getting so much hate online. But I highly recommend it for people who are fans of the zombie genre, are not fans of the zombie genre. It's a good show. It's a very good show. The last episode was a beautiful piece of cinematography and cinema, and praise to the entire production team based just off of episode 3. Now we're going to take a little break, and I'm going to give you a little PSA, public service announcement. Medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year. Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, and the Ad Council. Now I have a very interesting, special, fun segue as I get into the next artist that I got to see live, which was when I was nine, the summer when I was nine. It's very specific, very vivid. I remember it well. And I had just started this summer program that I did for many, many years, junior guard program, which was very fun. I spent 8 weeks in the summer on the beach, doing drills, training, running, swimming. And my first year, I did it with a bunch of friends that I knew, and we all carpooled. And so we would get dropped off together, and it was on a peninsula. So we'd take a ferry from this man-made island across to the peninsula every morning. It was 50 cents to get on the little, it was a little tiny ferry. And then go to the beach and then spend the day there. And it was only like 3 hours, but it felt like the day. And come back. And we created, or my mom specifically, because it's always my mom. Yes, shout out number 3 to my mom. She's getting a lot of shout outs. Also, shout out to my girlfriend, Clarice. She watched Euphoria and The Last of Us with me, both of the shows that had Never Let Me Down Again. So there's a shout out for her. But going back to what I was saying, my mom created this mix CD with all this different music. And this one band released this album during that summer. And it was 2012, I think. No, that sounds wrong. Yes, that sounds right. It was 2012. And I was like, hey, I want to see them live. They're performing at the Orange County Fair, the OC Fair, the thing I was telling you about before. And so me and one of my friends went to go see them. And they're basically like One Direction type, like a boy band, like heartthrob. Like all the only people there other than me were teenage girls. But I really like their music. I really like the album. And they got famous off of a song that's very popular called Tonight Tonight. But I will not be playing you that. I will be playing you my personal favorite of Hot Shell Ray Radio featuring Bay Measure.
I stayed up till 5 last night just to say I missed you. Thank God for free Wi-Fi and the key to the mini bar. We fell asleep on Skype. I almost missed my flight. You know that I need you. I'm out the door. Hasta la vista. 1, 2, 3, 4. No matter where I'm at, no matter where I go, I'll be singing for you on the radio. Like, oh, 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 radio, oh, oh. You could be in Nashville and I
it like we're on holiday and pounding to Buckchuck. Yeah, I've been everywhere. I've done the Mona Lisa and nothing I'm seeing compares to you, 'cause nobody does it the way you do. No matter where I'm at, no matter where I go, I'll be singing for you on the radio. Like,
even when you ain't hear me. Love through the airwaves. I hope this song in your head like hairspray. I heard your friends say I've changed, so that's hearsay. They only say that when they drunk, so that's beer say. Anyway, I wrote you this little song because I wish you were with me. I'm calling up to the station requesting it in your city, girl.
No matter where I'm at, no matter where I go, I'll be singing for you on the radio. Like, oh,
so that obviously was Trans by Gorillaz, one of my favorite band, which I got to see in concert twice. Most recently, which was the most recent concert I saw, was at the Garden in Boston. I've talked about that before. I don't really need to get into that anymore. And the other time was I got to see them in California at a festival that they hosted with a lot of other groups. At that festival, Gorillaz was the last set at the very end of the night. And one of the last things they decided to do was Damon Albarn decided to bring out one of his former bandmates from Blur, and they performed a Blur song. So I haven't technically seen Blur in concert, but I'm doing a little cheat because I technically did hear Blur in concert, and they did perform this song. So without further ado, here's song 2 by Blur. So yeah, I got to see Blur in concert, technically not really, but I got to see Song 2 performed live by the original performers of Song 2, which is pretty cool. The next song I have for you guys is actually going to be kind of almost like a little appetizer to a future show. Because this is another artist that I love a lot, but I didn't want to indulge into his main repertoire because I want to save that. And if you don't know who I'm talking about, you probably don't. I don't know why you would. It's Weird Al Yankovic. I am a Weird Al fan, a very big Weird Al fan. I've seen him in concert twice, once at a college campus in, California. And again, at the theater that I saw a lot of other people at, because it was very popular. A lot of people perform there. Weird Al is known for his parodies and his parodies of songs where they sound like, you know, if you don't know what a parody is, I'm sorry, but you know what a parody is. I'm not going to explain it. But he's also, because he plays the accordion, he also is known for his polka medleys. Now, in a future show, what I'm kind of leading to is eventually I want to do a countdown of my top Weird Al songs, like my favorite Weird Al songs, and spend the whole hour talking through his music and do a whole episode dedicated just to him, because I think I'm great. I think he's amazing. I think he's such a talented musician, and he's funny as hell. But what I wouldn't consider a parody on that, those his parody songs, is his polka medleys. So I decided I'll play one of his polka medleys for you guys tonight. This is his most recent one off of his 2014 album, Mandatory Fun. And it's called Now. That's what I call polka.
Sexy and I know it. Girl, look at that body.
He's sexy and he knows it.
I wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big old coat from that thrift shop down the road.
Hey, he wears your granddad's clothes.
That's right.
He looks incredible.
I do.
He's in that big old coat.
It's from
that thrift shop down the road.
Let's go. $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up.
This is super awesome.
She's up all night till the sun. I'm up all night to get some. She's up all night for good fun. I'm up all night to get lucky.
We're up all night till the sun. We're up all night to get some. We're up all night for good fun. We're up all night to get lucky. 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 We're up all night to get lucky.
We're gonna make it.
That was Earth, Wind, and Fire's Let's Groove. I had the opportunity to see them in the same place that I've been telling you about the whole show at the Orange County Fair. They were there. It was amazing. And it was really, really cool to see them perform Let's Groove live, and it was really cool to let them see them perform September live. And also, I hope you guys enjoyed the Weird Al. Now that's what I call polka. His polka medleys are great. We've come to the end of our show, but before we go, I don't want to go say goodbye yet. Don't say bye to me yet. I have one final song for you. This is Coldplay, which I had the opportunity to see. I keep saying I had the opportunity to see. I got to see them at the Palladium in LA about a month and a half before COVID happened. It was the end of their big, big tour, and they decided to do a small performance at the Palladium in LA. And I had the opportunity to see them. I was standing room only. It was a small space. I got to go with my mom. It was really cool. And so now I'm going to finish with one of my favorite Coldplay songs, which is Adventure of a Lifetime.